It's time for the Giz Whiz with Mads Maddest writer Dick DiBartolo. This is episode 2031, recorded Friday, March 14th, 2025. Tiny but mighty. On this episode of the Giz Whiz, Diggity has three more gadgets from Toy Fair. Can't wait to check those out. Plus, I have another dual-purpose gadget and your videos. All next on the Giz Whiz!
It's the Sing-Along Show with Dicky D and OMG Chat on your PC. It's time for the Giz Whiz because gadgets are his business. They've got a gizmo sickness, geek disease.
Under pathology.
Rows and rows of USBs growing blue LEDs. Get ready for the Giz Whiz now.
Now! And here he is, our main host, Dick DiBartolo. How you doing, Diggity?
I'm doing good, sir. And you?
Doing good. Doing okay. How are you doing, Diggity?
Okay, so I have found something very interesting. Is Dennis and I went to the huge New York Public Library on 42nd Street, which takes up like an entire block, and to see the New Yorker 100th anniversary celebration. Can you imagine that? Actually, I think Mad is up to year 77. But the New Yorker hit 100 years of publishing.
Whoa!
And when I was there, I saw that there was another exhibit called the Polanski Exhibition of artifacts that the New York Public Library has, but doesn't put on display. I only thought they had books and manuscripts, so it's going to be a continuing display. And I took a picture of one of the ones I thought was kind of fascinating, was that while Edison was cleaning up in the market with cylinders and his cylinder player, this guy, Emil Bernliner, had patented the world's first gramophone, and this was back in 1887, and they actually have one of those phonographs.
Oh my gosh!
At
sorry.
The exhibit.
And my cat is have a picture. Stepping on the keyboard. There you go. Here's the picture.
Yeah, and so they have a lot of non-book things on exhibit. There was a wonderful thing that Toscanini, the world famous musical conductor. He was leading an orchestra. Oh, yeah, you can actually, that's good that you're showing that. Go down a little because they'll be there. Part of the exhibition is online.
Oh,
so
wow.
If you click that, you can see. So there is.
Oh, yeah, look at that.
Someone's in the, yeah, so that's fun. And like Toscanini's baton was there because he was leading an orchestra with, I think, 250 members. And he told the people who make his batons he needs a huge baton. And they said,
so
well,
that all the people can see.
Yes, exactly. So they said, well, we already have the biggest one we make. And for some reason, he mentioned this to his doctor. And his doctor said, oh, I do woodworking on the side. I'll make you some. And I believe he ended up with a 42-inch long baton.
Oh, my gosh.
For conducting this orchestra with hundreds of musicians. So there's a lot of great stuff there. So if you live in New York, I believe it's going to be on for at least a year. Check it out. If not, I'll put the links in the show notes. You can find stuff that a lot of photographs, a lot of original manuscripts. It's quite fascinating.
Yeah, this is amazing. I have no idea even how I got to this page, but just like looking through all of the artifacts and digital, that is so crazy. It's insane. That's really, really cool.
It's great.
Okay. Went and got more from Toy Fair.
Absolutely. I went back a second day.
Gadgets galore.
And we hit a lot of the same exhibitors, because you don't need, even though they make reservations for people, they just welcome us.
Yeah.
And we can walk around at our leisure. And also they have fun stuff. So one of the places we always stop by is Thames and Cosmos, who make kits for kids, learning kits. And they have two new kits on the market. And here's info on both of them.
Here at Thames and Cosmos, is this an electric car?
No, it's even better. It's all
like
powered
my Tesla.
By air. No batteries, no motors, no electricity, nothing.
You
blow
in it?
You pump it up.
Oh, air power.
So this is the air tank.
Even better.
They'll build this car. It has a whole system of pistons, and then you pump this about 10 or 12 times.
And when you can't pump anymore, it's full?
It's filled with air, and then you just place it down and give it a little tap. And it goes off. And it can go up to 60 feet.
I love the sound it makes. A little
Yes, on one side of the 12 to 14 pumps.
Oh, I love that little guy. And what does that sell for?
That one is that one's $26.95, right? Air power?
$29.95. And when's that coming out?
That one is available. It just came in stock. So it's a great outdoor summer.
Okay, and finally, I'm intrigued.
Yes, so this is our saltwater fuel zone.
Oh, I'm sorry. The car you build.
It's in a kit. Yeah, you build it together. Turbo. It's the air power turbo racer.
Okay.
And this little guy here is the saltwater fuel cell robot. And so here's his reservoir of saltwater. All this works off of just saltwater. There's a magnesium plate in here that the water interacts with to get to power it, so no fossil fuels or anything like that. It's completely clean energy. And once the door opens, the connection is broken. You got to close the door and lock it, and the robot will start walking. I'll try it on here. Walking, and it'll walk for up to 1 hour on one drop of salt water.
I just saw salt in there. Is there water in there too?
Yes. Yep. Okay. So you can combine it with any. Yeah.
No, he needs a tad more salt water. He's a little thirsty.
He works because there's a magnesium plate.
Too much salt in my water.
Yeah. He's a little sugar.
Can you make different ratios to make them walk faster or slower?
That's a great question. I don't know that it makes it the speed difference.
It just runs whatever's in there.
Come on.
And then, of course, after I left, he started walking, but they had a camera, and they sent me the video of this little guy walking like a duck.
What's this guy going to cost?
This one is $29.95.
Okay. And that's out now?
This one is not out yet. It'll be June. Release.
Okay.
As well. Yeah.
Okay.
And so that's what the box looks like. And they're rather complicated. The little air-powered car has a 24-page builder's guide.
Whoa.
So, yeah, I know. So you can learn about pistons and you can learn a lot of stuff.
I like
it. The stuff is fun.
It reminds me so much, looking at the back of that box, of model kits and things. You know, there's so many pieces. It'd be so fun to pop out everything.
Yes, yes.
Kind of look up. Let's see. Does it get closer? There we go. Kind of. You can kind of see all the plastic parts. You pop out and fit together. I love that.
Yeah, I think it's really cute. Cool. Yeah, I like that the bumper. You pump the bumper to.
Right.
To fill it with air.
I loved that it had I guess it's like a piston style motor that would make little sounds as it went through. There it kind of is. It was that's really cool. That's a really neat thing to teach to kids, is how you can take that type of potential energy stored up in the air and then release it mechanical energy. And then here's a little coming soon. There he is. What is this? Is this fuel cell technology? Do we get?
Yeah.
It really is actual fuel cell technology, but they missed the opportunity to say fuel cell technology.
Technology.
They missed it.
Yes.
Really, really cool. Really, really cool.
Well, we do have a new technology in our letter of the week that you probably didn't know existed.
So that's a
good tease.
I like new technologies. Yeah. Ooh, okay.
Another place I stopped by is World's Smallest because they have fun stuff. But they sent out a press release that they were introducing a lot of new stuff. Well, wait until you hear this PR person.
Oh, my God.
Give us a quick overview of what they introduced at Toy Fair 2025.
It's like a news radio. This is what I'm imagining. Is news radio. Okay, coming on. We got it.
They're going into new categories of stuff to miniaturize.
Okay. Color me intrigued. Let's see.
World's smallest. We're not talking about my brain. We're talking about world's smallest. Something new. It is
plush. We've got a ton of new world's smallest plush, a ton of new categories overall. We're looking at world's smallest Tickle Me Elmo.
Does he work?
He works. I'll show you him in a bit.
Okay.
He squeezes his belly and he giggles. We've got Monchichi, hot Japanese brand, Peppa Pig. We've got Yo Gabba Gabba for all the nostalgia lovers, Gumby, My Little Pony, Godzilla. And then we've got a ton of Peanuts stuff. We've got the world's smallest Snoopy Snoco machine, and yes, it actually works.
Oh my!
It comes with all the ingredients to make the world's smallest snow cone. We've got a Peanuts wind-up toy, and as we go along, I'll show you a ton of other new properties.
Oh my gosh, are these out now or coming?
These are coming in the next few weeks.
Yeah, okay.
So we've all, one more thing. We've got a bunch of new games. World's Smallest is famous for their world's smallest games. We already had Monopoly, Clue, Jenga, and a ton more.
I see that burrito.
Throw burrito.
Yeah, that's a game I've seen played.
Electric football for all the nostalgia fans again.
That little electric
perfection, the original anxiety-inducing game, in an even smaller size. We've got Bop It Extreme. The best-selling Bop It in the full size.
I remember
Bop It.
Yeah.
On the button as well. Here we've got the world's smallest Furby. I forgot to mention.
Oh my gosh!
Also part of our plush line, and it works. We've got a ton of these stretchy guys. Godzilla, Care Bears.
Oh, is that a light bright?
Yeah, we've got a light bright.
Oh,
it comes with a ton of different designs.
Yeah, of course.
To a little light up boards.
Oh, okay.
Super fun.
A little Polaroid camera.
Actually, over here. There's so much to pick out here that I'm like trying to pick out the highlights.
Monster show.
Here's our perfection.
I love how they put the new badge on the new stuff.
Because
they
have smallest Snoopy Hot Wheels. We have got Tip It, again for the board game fans. And for the first time, we're joining hands with a major league sport, Major League Soccer, just in time for the World Cup next year. Also the sport with the highest female fans.
True, very true.
That was interesting.
This is just like an overview of the full games collection. Catan is finally coming out. We showed this last Toy Fair. It's going to be fully playable.
What?
As the full game board.
How many items are there in line?
Hundreds. Yeah.
Okay.
Catan costs like $60.
Do you know
I wonder
what the largest selling item is.
Like
the best selling item.
I'll have to ask Alan. The founder.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
We do a lot of these micro figures for the collector fans. These are all 1.25 inch replicas of popular licenses. Elf on the Shelf, Godzilla's new, Snoopy, and the Peanuts characters. And then at a bigger scale, we've got these at 3.75 inch. These are super cool because the packaging design is part of the display. You just pop this card out, put it on the diorama, and you've got a beautiful piece to put on your collector's
shelf.
How
long has this line been out?
This is only 2 years old.
2 years
old? Okay. We added Wednesday from Netflix last year. These are throwback to the early 2000s. Aquapets, a different brand, put these out for our younger collectors. And we're bringing them back. They respond to voice. They can respond to each other. They're little dancing characters that you can program to. Oh, maybe this one's not on. See?
The news radio is not
the
vibe at all
that
I thought.
Collectors.
Yeah.
We've got a whole electronics line as part of World's Smallest. We've got the tiny arcades. We've got the World's Smallest boombox. You can preload this with music, pop it in, and you've got the World's Smallest boombox.
Is that your own music on there?
Yeah.
My goodness. Yeah. That's so
what?
Fun, right?
I actually didn't know all of this stuff.
This is officially licensed Mr. Potato Heads with pop culture characters. So we already had Chucky, Bert and Ernie, TMNT, Squid Game, Stranger Things, and now we're adding Elf on the Shelf, Godzilla, and at 2 inches, these tiny tater tots, all with removable parts.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, the level of detail on these is so extraordinary. And then finally, we're bringing back another nostalgia brand. These are Twisty Pets. They start off as collectible pets that you pull and you turn it into a little bracelet or a necklace.
She has
or
some
rings
on.
With the little babies. These are just launching in April, actually, and then with a mass launch in fall. They start off at $5.99 for that mystery pack and then just under $20 for the full family pack with the two babies.
Okay, this is unbelievable.
So much, eh?
It's unbelievable.
Yeah.
It's so inventive and so tiny too.
So inventive. They had a big idea that ended up being very small.
Yes, exactly.
Misspoke Catan costs about $50 or $44. So I'm so interested.
Yeah, to see how much the mini version is.
I know. I got to find that out.
I don't know if it's on their website yet.
Let's look. These are the micro figures. Got some games. Let's see if we got any board games up in here. I don't see Catan yet. Operation. That is actually really funny. That's cool, though. I mean, look at all this stuff.
It's astounding.
Yeah, I agree.
And all those figures, and oh my God, they're doing the world's smallest Slinky. I love it.
It's amazing. So here, let me see. World's smallest Catan. Let's see if it exists yet. I see a photo of it. Well, wherever this place is, they're selling it.
Oh, it's in pounds.
Yeah, but that's only, 10 pounds. So
yeah.
A lot less. Perfect for travel. I think Pack and W said that in the chat. That's great.
Yeah.
Oh, looks like Simpson Rachel may have found it at some other places. At least it's in United States dollars. So $14.
$13. $14.
Yeah.
I guess not ready yet. When they do out of stock, it usually means that it hasn't come in yet. Yeah.
It's coming. Yeah. And here they are on Amazon, just all
tons of stuff on Amazon.
Smallest leaf blower. That's what I needed. It's just what I needed. Oh my gosh.
Yes, I remember that.
I don't know if this is actually World's Smallest brand. This looks like a knockoff brand.
Oh, I think it is.
Snuck into the search result here, but still.
Well, you know, it might have been. Sometimes they are under super impulse. Oh.
And also, this is a sponsor. I think this is snuck in. I think they're a sponsor.
Oh, that one did, yeah.
Into the... But this is what I need.
The world's smallest...
Radio Flyer wheelbarrow.
Radio Flyer. Wow.
This is a wagon. Oh my God. The world's smallest is cool. Wow. Neat little product. I've covered them a few times. I remember showing it off a few in some crappy corners. I think we did small gadgets. Stocking stuffers, I think I call it.
Oh, yeah. Yes. Perfect for that.
The next one, Diggity, I can tell you are going to love this gadget. Or at least love the brand.
I haven't stopped by Lionel in probably 6 or 7 years, and I thought.
For those who don't know the brand name Lionel, what fill us in?
Trains, baby,
little model trains.
The reason I stopped by is because the PR person I met in walking in the hall said, "You got to stop by. It's our 125th anniversary."
Whoa!
Making trains. Yes. Wow. So I did
stop
by.
I think I asked you 4 years ago, what is the train model company? I think you said Lionel. I think at that time. Or is there another?
Lionel is for indoor trains. LGB are the people who make the trains that I have my trolley out in the yard. I ran it today. It's been out there for 35 years. It gets frozen, it unfreezes and runs. It's what they use at the botanical gardens.
Yeah.
For the big Christmas show.
Epcot has a train area in Germany. You might be able to tell me here. Let me see.
The world's largest train thing that's in Germany?
No, I don't know whose video I'm clicking, but we're clicking it. One second. I have to get through an H&R Block ad before I click it. So this is it. No, thanks. This is it. So that's the bathrooms back there. And then you can see
Okay.
Yeah, and so they have this little area. One of my favorite details of this area is they have flags up in the park, and they make sure to match the flag that they have, the flags, like flagpole. They have like flags that are just on the side of the poles for like the celebration that's going on, and they match inside of the tiny little miniature town.
Oh, how clever.
Yeah.
Clever.
So what do you think? You know the brand manufacturer of this train, Diggy D?
Well, you know what? It could be LGB, but I'm not. LGB doesn't put their name on many of their products. They just do the signage that's on the original.
Right, right.
So I don't know. I don't think LGB has a lot of competition, but I'm not sure.
Yeah, yeah.
I just know LGB. I just like it because if you leave something in a yard for 35 years and it still runs, they seem to know what they're doing.
Something's working. Something is working.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, so enough about them. Let's talk about...
Okay, about what's new. Let's look at Lionel. Here's my video.
Oh, my goodness. Lionel trains. And it is the 125th anniversary. I had train number one from them. Yeah, I find that it's way easier to say you're 125, and that way people say, oh, you look great for your age, okay? So we're going to look closer at some Lionel train stuff. If you're not into wiring, Lionel seems to be expanding all the time. The battery O line, where the trains are battery operated. This is more of the line, and more, and even more.
Oh, look at this little guy smoking. Hey, are you old enough to smoke? Oh, he has music?
He does. So Thomas comes with several different pieces. So he has the official music, comes with a remote control.
Now, can you back him up and couple him?
You can back him up. So I would just couple him myself right here, put them together. With Annie and Clarabelle.
I am doing my own video. That's why it's not so good.
So Thomas is ready to go to take him around the track.
Woohoo! Aww.
Oh, that is really...
The tooting from Thomas is adorable.
The $79
set? This is $79. And what's really cool is one of the new features that we added in here. So we've always been...
And he comes with three magnetic faces, so you can change the faces at will. But I love the smoke. The smoke is just water.
That is great. That is great. And just quickly tell me about the more realistic trains here.
Sure.
They're also battery O, the same system?
They're also battery operated as well. So because it's become so popular for us coming out of last fall, we brought that into Polar Express. Polar Express celebrated their 20th anniversary last year. Lionel has been making the Polar Express train since 2004. So we're excited as we continue to evolve it and expand upon the different products. This year we're bringing it into the battery line at $149.99. You see all the pieces, so the
with the coaches,
car, the coaches, comes with a remote control and also has the water vapor. This set, what's really nice is it has Tom Hanks's voice, So you hear tickets, tickets, please. All the authentic sounds from the movie. From Polar Express, we go to another fan favorite, which is Harry Potter.
Of course.
Of course, you got to get to Hogwarts.
Of course.
Hogwarts Railways Express. So you have the Hogwarts Force.
Probably nowadays, the most modern, iconic train.
Dementor car.
Yes.
So part of the scenes in the movie that they get through, they get attacked by the Dementors. These cars all also light up, battery operated.
And how much is that set?
This is $149.99 as well.
And it comes with the three
all
cars.
The track.
Yep.
It comes with a full figure eight of track, so it's plenty of track to set up and use.
Okay.
And it's also interchangeable with
And the final guy is a Pensy line?
Classic Pensy line. So people have always known standard trains. So when you look at here, he comes with two passenger cars, a Pensy caboose, and you get the Pensy engine and tender here. Okay. It also comes with a remote control. So it's a key piece of it as well.
And Bluetooth.
Okay, Lionel, as we like to say, Christmas isn't complete until you get a Lionel train under the tree. We have the North Pole Express underneath. So it comes with the remote, has the water vapor effect.
I love that water vapor.
This is all indoor.
All indoor.
Yes, sir, all indoor play.
All right, well, this is great. I'm going to hop into this caboose and go out of here. It's going to be a little tricky since I don't have track on either side, but I can do it.
That is really, really cool. That water vapor, I feel like, needs to be incorporated into more products because it's the same, micro water vapor stuff that's in those humidifiers that we've shown.
Yes.
Completely safe, cold, and what a cool effect. That is so neat.
Absolutely, yeah. No smoke liquid or tablets. In the early days, you bought smoke tablets.
I remember
and they
putting oil into stuff.
Yes,
like, yeah.
Yes, yeah. Yeah.
Their website is insane.
It's very hard to get around their website.
What on earth? No, thank you. I got to talk to their marketing manager about that.
I know. It's very confusing. I spent about 20 minutes trying to, and then when I find the page I wanted, it turned out that it just brings you back to the front of the catalog again. So,
oh my gosh.
I mean, they do make a ton of stuff. But the battery. So reading a lot of reviews from people, if you're really gonna play with trains, is that unbelievable that they're doing?
You can buy the graffitied ones.
You can buy graffiti cars. But by the way, that is a huge thing because I subscribe to Virtual Rail Fan, and they have cameras all over the country. I mean, I would say half of all freight cars are painted top to bottom.
Oh, yeah.
Huge names and huge photos. And so I guess Lionel figured this is a thing. We might as well make a couple of them.
Honestly, I'm surprised. Maybe this exists, but I'm surprised there's not like an Etsy market for like, I will send me your model train and I will graffiti it small in custom or something. I feel like that would be some trend I would have seen on TikTok. I don't think that exists.
But I think that's a great idea. You know what, Lionel, they should put out a kit with miniature tools to make your own graffiti.
Oh my gosh, yes. Yes.
Yeah.
Or they should do a
I finally got there.
They should do a Banksy collab, is what I was going to say.
Yes. There's the page with the battery O-line. So I started to say, if you're going to play with trains a lot, I would not go this route. This is great for kids who don't want to do wiring, and it's going to be playing with trains at Christmas. Otherwise, I suspect you're going to go through a lot of batteries.
Right.
Because
this
the trains
this is for special occasions.
Exactly. And they're very reasonable. I mean, $149 for a whole set. Those cars are very nicely done.
Yeah. And also first name licensed things are also, that's really cool too. Like listening to Tom Hanks on the Polar Express on Christmas Day or whatever. It sounds great. Simpson Rachel is actually here. Let me see. This is funny. This isn't quite the same. But this person on Etsy is sharing decals. that you could stick.
I see. You get your own decals.
Yeah,
you want. Oh,
but they've already made a few for you. So that's pretty much.
Very funny. They're not rechargeable batteries.
That'll be the next biggest thing. It'll be rechargeable. Yeah, it'll be.
I think you're right. Anyway, that brings us to
the crappiest part of the show.
But you might want it at Chad's Crappy Corner. Get it?
Okie dokie. So dual purpose gadgets are the theme. And I don't just got one. It's not just dual. This one is an 8-in-1. It is the HyperTuff pin. Now, I thought, okay, you know, it's I want to show the packaging. Okay, this thing was maybe the most difficult thing. I'm so glad I opened this before the show because I knew I wanted to demo it live. Darn, the packaging was really hard to get into. So just to let you know.
Because the knife is in the pen.
Exactly. No, I don't. There is no knife. So here, there's no knife. Also, all of the functions were on the back of the box. So once I had finally opened it, I had no way to read any instructions, which is kind of fun. So I went back to the website.
To
see everything. And it is honestly quite a lot of stuff. A ton of stuff. So let's go through it. This will be the first time that I'm really going through it. On the top is an LED, and there's a little thing here. So I click it on.
Ooh, oh, okay.
Look at that. Click it off.
In a restaurant or something? That's very good.
Yeah, exactly. It obviously has a ballpoint pen. And I mean, it just is a pen. So I would hope that it does pen stuff. Yeah, look at that. It's writing. It's writing just fine.
Okay, that's good.
It has two different rulers. And it's like a hexagon shape. So actually, this seems like a really kind of nice...
Oh, it won't roll.
Yeah, it won't roll. So it actually kind of is not the worst ruler. Like, I've seen a lot of rulers put on the sides of stuff. This honestly isn't the best, or this isn't the worst implementation of that. Inside of there, you can see this little level right there. See that in there?
Oh, yeah. Oh, my God.
And my desk is not level. But honestly, I like it. It's pretty bright. It has like a green type of liquid in there. Pretty easy to see. There, you can see on the edge, there's this big chunk taken out of it. That is the bottle opener. I don't have a bottle with us, sadly. But it has this function, which this should be the rest of everything else. First off is a stylus. So if I wanted to unlock my phone or what have you,
okay.
So here, let me try to get to a new web page. And let's just go to YouTube here. There you go. Go to Shorts. It works. There you go. So there you go. Stylus.
Okay.
What else we got in here? Tiny little screwdriver. I am marking my hand with the pen as I'm working with this. And a teeny tiny, you got Phillips and you got flathead. So you got.
Oh, okay. Okay. And okay, you use the pen as the holder.
Yes. To screw stuff in.
Yeah.
So let's start counting. We got the pen. That's 1, 2, 3 with the screwdriver set. 4 with the stylus. 5 with the LED, 6 with the bottle opener, and then I guess 7 with the pen. Did we count the pen? And then
I think you counted the pen.
Okay, well then there's 2 rulers. There's 1 in centimeters and 1 in inches. Okay. Anything else on this? And it even has a pocket clip.
Wow.
There you go.
Now how much would you pay?
The bubble level.
Oh, the bubble level.
I forgot about that.
Okay.
Here we go. Drum roll, please. It isn't that expensive, only at
$8. Oh, okay.
Only $8.
Okay.
There you go. So, if...
How much was the two-pack of Concee?
There's a two-pack? Oh, let me see.
Yeah.
Cutting back.
Does it drop it by a lot?
15? No, I think it's exactly the same price each. $7.98 each versus $7.98.
Oh, okay.
Oh, wait. I didn't cut over. Sorry. $7.98 versus the two-pack, which is $7.98.
Oh, yeah, you're absolutely right.
Sorry, I thought I was cutting over there.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
There you go. Available at Walmart. Can throw away half the packaging now. So there you go. With that, let's move into Dick's Gadget Warehouse.
They're geeky and they're goofy. Together they are loopy. When gadgets pass away, he takes them out to play in Dick's Gadget Warehouse.
Okay, our video is from Jeff and Adam. And Jeff says, I found a device that allows older radios, primarily those with an 8-track player, to play modern music and podcasts. So here is Jeff's video.
Good afternoon, Dick and Chad. This is Jeff and Adam from New York with a new Gadget Warehouse video. Once again, I'm in my studio / floor. Okay, you guys know what this is? The Billy Joel 8-track tape. Very simple, 60s, 70s, and I guess early 80s technology. This is my Welltron
8-track tape.
Stereo, kind of a space age.
Heck,
design,
that,
right?
That is a...
It's kind of cool. It does have an HR.
Gadget Warehouse all itself.
It'll be a cool device of itself, but that's not what it is. I'm going to show you something. There's been Bluetooth, shall I say, converters or adapters out there, but this is the first time you're going to see an 8-track tape converter for the 21st century. Comes from a small company in Texas where Chad used to live.
Yeah.
Funny part is there's actually no tape.
Yeah.
USB-C charging, power button, and we're going to demonstrate it. I love that sound when it clicks.
Click.
And let me put on for my other device. Sorry. And you control the volume from the device or from the phone or tablet. Lower that. By the way, the program buttons in the old days don't really do anything because there isn't a tape. But it'll turn any vintage 8-track tape player into the modern age, I guess, right?
That is cool.
Because I have a couple of these laying around. And my friend has a classic car. He doesn't want to mess up the radio, so he'll probably be gifting one of these to him as well. I believe it's to listen to his tunes from his phone or from his tablet, wherever he goes. So good device. It's an old show of yours there, right? But again, it's
one of the oldest devices the Gizwiz has ever been played on.
Again, I'll include the URL, but my favorite part of it, there's no tape to mess up. And it lasts about, I think, 12 hours on the battery. Looks really cool. So
it does.
Love the show. Keep up the great work. Talk to you soon. Take care. Bye.
That is a cool one, Jeff and Adam. That is a cool one. Wow. So, like, they have similar products for, like, cassette players. Because many cars still have cassette players.
Yes.
But 8-track, you got to go, like, DIY homebrew.
Yeah, and their website, I think it comes up as dangerous because it's not HTTPS. But they're expensive. They're $50 to $100.
Is this it?
It's Kate's Track Shack. And it looks like they also sell reconditioned old units. I wasn't quite sure.
There it is.
There's, I guess, what Jeff has.
Let me see.
Now, Scooter X put a...
Yeah, I want to see that. Here's a video about the adapter. I just want to see. That might go to the same place. This is what Scooter X was sharing. This is just a Hackaday. Is this a post?
Or...
Sorry, I can't read this fast enough.
Almost
it's
looks
also
like...
teeny tiny screen. There you go. I think this is just a blog post about them.
Oh, okay.
Is
okay.
What this is.
Okay.
So, okay. Yeah.
It's Katie's 8-track. Oh, no, Katie's Track Shack.
Yeah, Kate's Track Kate's. Shack.
Right.
Kate's Track Shack.
Converter for the 21st century.
That is cool. That is really cool.
Yeah.
This we're making some convert. I can't get that to load. That's this page over here. So, still way cool. Way
cool.
I can see that. I mean, like, if you have a classic car, yeah, you don't want to mess with the inside. You want to keep it as authentic as possible. And with this, you know, it connecting just like a phone, all of a sudden you can get turn-by-turn directions from your phone. You can take calls, probably, you know, have the audio. I don't know if the audio would route around correctly. And then also with that USB-C just right on there, I wonder if you can charge it and use it at the same time. You just have it charged all the time.
Yeah, that'd be interesting. Yeah.
Really, really cool. Thank you, Jeff and Adam. That's absolutely what we love to see from the Gadget Warehouse because...
And
who the heck else is going to talk about this stuff on the internet?
Yes, exactly. So, like Jeff, if you have a gadget, weird, crazy, old, we love old gadgets. This is kind of fun because that unit he has is way old,
yeah.
And then the unit he used is way new, or
check
at least
this
convert
out.
The old
Scooter
to
X
new.
Found. The unit, or a unit, a version of the unit. Look at that!
Oh my gosh!
That's an artifact in itself. A big
the
artifact.
The Weltron is worth $475. Wow!
Yeah, that's what they're doing over there.
Wow.
And then you can see a few others up here. These are just in the suggested.
Yeah,
yeah, they're all
$395. Who knew?
Yeah, that's real. I mean, what a cool looking.
Is that Jeez. One out of wood? Oh, no, it's not. Wow. But it's neat. Look at that.
Yeah. In fact, this may have been... I wonder if this is a popular item because it looks so similar. There was a really popular show on Disney Plus called Loki, and they used some like old artifacts like this. I wonder if this was in that show. That might be one of the reasons this one's in particular. Or not. I have no idea. But it looks so similar to what... I saw it there. That's really, really cool. Thank you, Jeff and Adam. Sorry, I interrupted you.
Did no,
you
that's right. Yeah, so
bring that up.
We're looking for more videos. Anything to do with a gadget. We especially love if you have an old gadget like Jeff did, but it can be something you just bought in love, something you just bought in hate, anything. As long as it's a gadget, just horizontal when you shoot it, and make sure we can hear you. Can be in it if you want, or just shoot it with your phone. Very easy to do. 1 to 3 minutes, put it up on YouTube. You can click unlisted when you upload it so that only people with that URL can see it and send that to us, mail@gizwiz.tv. And you will get the current issue of Mad Magazine. If you live in the U.S. and most of Canada, if you live elsewhere in the world, I will autograph a 40-year-old Alfred E. Newman photo to you and then send you a high-res image to print out wherever you are in the world. That's it. mail@gizwiz.tv, and we could use something new. If you've never submitted, please do it. It's great fun.
Absolutely. Do it now if you can. With that, let's move on to the letter.
Become the letters, your lovely letters. Become the Gizwiz letters now.
You teased it at the start of the show.
Yes, I teased it at the beginning. It's from Bill. The subject is new technology.
A new technology?
Dick, it's been a while since we've seen new technology on the show. This one is cutting edge. I have sent you a video, a still clip.
Okay, here it is. butt-lifting technology. Dun, dun, dun.
No, yeah. Do you have regular lifting tech? No, butt-lifting technology.
Look at that.
Utterly flattering. Oh, my God. You know what? I think those jeans are like $100 or something.
Here they are. Choose a size. They're so expensive, they don't show you the price. Oh, here they are,
$119. $119. Well, technology is not cheap.
No, no.
No, no one has butt-lifting technology except these people.
No. You know, this does remind me of, gosh, was it the laser swimsuits that got banned from the Olympics? You remember these?
Oh, yes, yes.
So they were like a second skin style, like one-piece swimsuit. But the point was that they would mold the swimmer's body to be more aerodynamic. Yes. As you went through the water, and it was like a aerodynamicness you couldn't achieve any other way. So I don't know about this butt lifting technology. I think they had this already in the Olympics. This is not new technology.
This is for land. This is for land. This is dry butt technology. Not wet.
Denim butt lift technology. There you go.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh my gosh. Scooter X is sharing a few Amazon searches for the butt lifting technology tag, and there are pants that have this integrated, but the photos that they use on Amazon, I don't know if this is appropriate for this family show.
Oh my God. Well, if you have nothing to do at home, you can Google butt lifting technology.
Yeah, we'll leave that up to the viewer to do. I think that this is a perfect marketing opportunity. I mean, this is there's definitely people searching for this search term.
Yeah.
I need pants that. It's like a good bra, you know? You just got, I don't know.
On backwards, yeah.
Backwards, yeah, exactly.
It's a backward bra.
It's a backward bra. That might be the name of the show, this episode. Okay, well, thank you for the letter. That is a new technology I was not expecting.
No, Bill, thank you for that.
What will they think of next, honestly? I want to say thank you to, thank you to our, do we have anything else? No, thank you to our patrons over at patreon.com/gizwiz. Sorry, I got confused about the order of the show. Over at patreon.com/gizwiz, you guys support us every single episode. Thank you, thank you, thank you so much for your support of our show. We really, really appreciate it. If you like the Gizwiz and want to support us, head on over to patreon.com/gizwiz, or you can head on over to our website, gizwiz.tv. There you can find a link at the top of the website to our Patreon page, and there you'll find a big old banner to Patreon, or a tiny little link to PayPal. However you support us, thank you, thank you, thank you. Head on over to gizwiz.tv to watch the show live just about every Thursday, 4:30 Pacific, 7:30 Eastern Time. And if there's ever a schedule change, it'll be right there at the top of the website. Join the chat room and chat along with everybody. It is a fantastic group of folks. We're so happy that the chat room is here. If you miss the show live, don't worry about that. You can catch the show after the fact on our website, gizwiz.tv, on our YouTube page. I think it is The Gizwiz, and on Apple Podcasts. Head on over to gizwiz.biz. That's Dickie D's website, where he writes articles about all of the gadgets that we cover on the show. So if you ever need a link back to a gadget or a reminder, oh my gosh, I remember those little Tune Buddies. They were amazing. The Loop Stars. They made awesome music. But while you're there, play What the Heck Is It? This is the game show online. You gotta guess the gadget. This is the whole gadget, not just a piece or part of the gadget. I'll tell you, I do know, I've seen this one before, yeah. In the pharmacy section of the store, yeah, this is an at-home LASIK kit. Yeah, So if you want to perform LASIK eye surgery at home, just get that little thing. If you think you know what this is, get a guess on over at gizwiz.biz, 6 Mad Magazines for the correct answer, and 12 Mad Magazines for funny, clever, or hilarious answers over at gizwiz.biz. So get a guess on. That about wraps it up for our show. We'll see you next week.
I'll be here.